Yeah, my name is John Winyard. I'm with the USDA Gen Lab there at Lubbock, focusing on some research in cotton harvesting equipment. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this paper, on this project. They were Greg Holt, who's our acting research leader, and Jeff Carroll, who was our acting research leader. They both contributed with the concepts behind some of what we're going to talk about this morning, which is the influence of grid bar shape on field cleaner performance. Field cleaners, as most of you know, were developed based on that sling-off principle that's used in burn stick machines in pre-cleaning equipment in the gin. There's many factors that influence the cleaning efficiency, seed cotton loss, and overall performance of these machines, including some of these listed here in no particular order, but machine design, condition, how it's adjusted, the speeds of the machine, throughput rate, processing rate, the distribution of that material across the cleaning saws, moisture content's another one, how much foreign matter you start out with, how much trash is in that cotton when you start or when you feed it into the machine, and then also variety plays somewhat of a role. So the early development work on these machines focused on determining the influence of the machine design factors on cleaning performance. Kirk and his other authors in the early 70s identified these five factors through some response surface methodology experiments that they did. And importance for cleaning efficiency, you have the space between the grid bars, the diameter of those grid bars, the feed rate of the material going through the machine, and then the saw to grid clearance and saw cylinder speeds were kind of tertiary or less important factors affecting the performance of that machine. However, they do need to be checked, and you do need to pay some attention to those. So these early studies also pointed out the trade-off between cleaning efficiency and that seed cotton loss among these machine configurations. The only study that really paid much attention to the geometry of those grid bars that are used in the machines was a study kind of that was done by Wilkes and Lawler in the early 80s. They found that if you replace the lower bars on an Alice Chalmers field cleaner, which were basically just angle iron grids inverted, if you replace those with round bars at different spacings, you tended to increase your cleaning efficiency. Brashears went back later and showed that if you reverse their grid bar spacing, you tend to get the same amount of cleaning with less seed cotton loss. So these are just some diagrams of what they were. This is the original Alice Chalmers configuration showing the angle iron grids here on the bottom. Then the Wilkes-Lawler modification was to replace those grids on the bottom with round bars and put those wider spacings up at the top to throw out more trash at the beginning. Well, Brashears came back and reversed that, like I said, and showed less loss because these bars up here on the top tend to help lay that cotton down on the saw a little better before it's drug over those last bars to help remove some of that trash. So our objective was to evaluate the influence of that cross-sectional geometry on foreign matter removal, seed cotton loss, and fiber quality preservation. How did we do that? Well, the first thing we did was a lab screening test. We had 10 grid bar geometries, 9 experimental with 1 control, in 28 different machine configurations, which were our treatments set up on a John Deere 7445 field cleaner. We ran a completely randomized design, 3 reps using 50-pound lot sizes. We took samples of seed cotton before and after the cleaner for fractionation analysis, as well as moisture content analysis. And then the processed or cleaned cotton was ginned to get lint samples for HBI and APHIS analysis. And then we used these results to select 2 machine configurations that we were going to take to the field with us to do a field evaluation, which we did this fall. So here's what the experimental grid bars look like. If we had 4 different relief types, and then 3 different approach types. And what I mean by the approach is if this point right here is defined as our cleaning point on the machine, those cleaning points were maintained at the same spacing as they are on the conventional machine. So about 2.5 inches on the top saw, and then they get a little bit tighter as you go around on the bottom saw. So our angle here changed for our approach type from a plus 45 to a flat down to a minus 45, negative 45, and they tended to get more aggressive as that angle decreased. Now then we had several different relief types where we started out with a 1 inch relief, got a little longer to an inch and a half, and then we tried an angled relief, and then this treatment right here was the only one that, geometry was the only one that we considered that didn't have a relief. And then they were all compared with a conventional grid. So here's how we set the machine up. We had three basic groups. The first group would have the experimental bars arranged on both the top and the bottom saw. Next set, we would have the experimentals on the top and the conventionals on the bottom. And then the next one would have the conventional on the top and experimentals on the bottom. So we had total 28 configurations, three replications apiece. So we had 84. We maintained the recommended saw to grid bar clearance from the manufacturer. So these top bars up here were set at 5/8 inch clearance, and then all the rest of them were half inch. As I said, we maintained the spacing between the cleaning points as it was on the conventional machine. We had a feed rate of about 96 pounds a minute, or 2.2 bales per hour per foot of width. We had the machine blocked off so that we were only processing cotton through about the through 15 inches of it, and then we had upper saw speed of 630 RPM, lower saw of 550. That's what's used on the 7460, the most modern cotton picker or cotton strippers that are out there today. So there's just a few pictures showing some of the bars, the experimental bars installed in the machine. This is the top saw here, and then the bottom saw down here. You notice we have the added brush, the second brush that's used on the bottom saw sometimes. That's an aftermarket modification, and we left the fifth grid bar down there on the bottom side. So some of the results, the pre-cleaned seed cotton, there was no difference in the fractionation results for burrs, sticks and stems, fine trash, total foreign matter between the lots, and that's what you would want to expect as it was harvested out of the field with a stripper, no field cleaner, and then there was also no differences between the moisture content of those samples before they were processed. Now here's a real busy graph, the results of the total foreign matter removed. Over here on the left, you have the conventional configuration with the round bars, which would be what you would consider it would be the conventional configuration where you have the round bars on the top and the bottom saws. So then we have a green line drawn across there for comparison's sake with the experimentals. Then in red, you have the configurations where you had the experimentals on the top saw only, and then the conventional round bars on the bottom saw. Then the blue bars have the experimentals on the bottom with the conventionals on the top, and then the yellows have the experimentals on both the top and bottom saws. So in general, we saw as that approach type becomes more aggressive, we tended to remove more foreign matter as we would expect. One thing to notice here, the main influence that we saw as far as top versus bottom or both configurations was we saw better cleaning performance coming out of putting those experimental bars on the bottom side rather than the top. So the round bars tend to do a little better job on the top, and then you can go ahead and put those experimentals on the bottom. The approach, we talked about the approach, the relief type, as you would expect, that relief, as you tended to decrease the length or move that relief away from the saw, you got a little bit more foreign matter removed. Basically what that did was increase the space between those grid bars to allow more foreign matter to be removed. You can also see there's some pretty wide standard deviations there shown by the error bars, and so we're not completely finished with the data analysis on this project yet, so we don't really have all the statistics finished out here to say for sure which ones were better than the others. But in general, we can say that putting those experimentals on the bottom tended to increase your cleaning efficiency. And in the end, we wound up choosing this flat angled relief on the bottom saw as our as one of our experimentals to take to the field with us because it had the highest cleaning efficiency in terms of total foreign matter removed. It removed about 13% more than what the conventional did. And then we also chose this flat approach with the inch and a half relief around both saws because it was the one that had the best combination of foreign matter removal with lowest seed cotton loss. And as you can see here for the seed cotton loss results, kind of the same thing as what we would expect. You have the green over here losing about 5 pounds per bale with the conventional setup. As you have a more aggressive approach type, you tended to lose more seed cotton. Open it up a little bit more, you're going to throw a little bit more out. With the relief type, however, we did see what we would expect as we did with the total foreign matter removal that we just looked at. As you open up that relief, go from an inch and a half to a 1 inch, you increase the amount that you throw out, and then that angled relief type threw out even more than just that flat, than just the 1 inch or the inch and a half relief. So opening up that space between those grid bars does tend to throw out more, and the approach type, as it becomes more aggressive, you get a little more material removed as well. Some of the turnout data from the ginning. This data, we took basically half of our original lot, ginned it on a small scale breeder gin, and this is what the turnout data is, so take it as it is. Like I said, we haven't finished all the analysis on the data, and so we didn't see any significant differences between any of the treatments for the turnout data, but we did see a few differences between the total foreign matter removal. So, you know, there are some issues there, and we'll get all those worked out in the paper. Fiber data, there were no differences between any of the HBI or APHIS parameters for any of the treatments. So basically what that's saying is compared to the conventional, these experimentals aren't hurting the fiber or aren't damaging any more fiber than what the conventional is doing already. So in summary, you can say the total foreign matter removal is improved most by placing experimental bars on the bottom saw, as we said, and by using more aggressive grid bar geometries as you go from a plus 45 down through flat and a lower minus 45 degree approach. Seed cotton loss increases as your grid bar becomes more aggressive, your grid bar relief, and as your grid bar relief becomes shorter, and as that angle moves away from the saw. And we didn't see any difference in our fiber properties for any of the treatments tested. So the arrangements that we chose, as I said earlier, were the flat approach with the inch and a half relief around both saws because it was the best balance between foreign matter removal and seed cotton loss. And then we also chose that one with the flat approach angle relief around the bottom saw only with the conventionals on the top because it had the highest total foreign matter removal, around 13%. So here's just a little bit about our field testing. We had four different varieties planted in approximately 1 acre plot sizes. We had 5 harvesting treatments with 3 reps per variety, so 60 total tests what we ran in the field. We ran a picker, a stripper with no field cleaner, stripper with the conventional field cleaner, and then the stripper with field cleaner set up with the two experimental configurations. And here is these two pictures, this one and this one, show just the experimental configurations that would be set up around the bottom saw. So this is the one up here in the upper right is the flat with the angled relief. And you can see there's quite a bit more room between those bars than this one where you have the flat approach with the inch and a half relief. There's, you know, considerably reduced spacing there. Then this other picture is just showing how we set up that stripper to be able to collect the material coming out of that field cleaner. We collected that foreign matter that was removed by the field cleaner for a distance of about 100 feet on each one of our passes, pulled that back and weighed it, and then took some samples for fractionation analysis, as well as seed cotton that we collected by hand before the cleaner and out of the basket after we finished harvesting. So we are in the process of analyzing that data and ginning the cotton that we collected. We also took about a 300-pound grab sample to take back and gin with us to get some fiber for analysis. and we are in the process of looking at that data now. I'd like to acknowledge the financial support and laboratory fiber analysis support from Cotton Incorporated, Ed Barnes, and also thanks to John Deere for the use of the 99-96 cotton picker that we had for use in our field tests. So that's all I have at this point. I have a little bit of time if there are any questions before we move on.
Have you considered pulling the landlord brush out in any of those treatments?
We were not really concerned with the with pulling that brush in or out. We just the double brush. Well, one of the reasons we decided to leave it in was because some of the work that Alan Brashears had done on that machine showed before that, that you tended to lose less material. And so we wanted to really just keep it all on the same playing field for this. But right. Removing a little bit more, yeah. That's one of the things we need to look at, I guess, is going in and trying to take a look at what's the quality of that fiber that's being thrown out of that machine. And we're planning to do some of that here in this next year. So we've got several projects coming up that they're going to focus more on, okay, what is kind of the balance coming out of this machine? Is it really doing what we think it is? So, all right. Thank you very much.